UK denounces NYC rally cheering Hamas terrorism, unacceptable and harmful. By Nick Gilbertson on October 11, 2023. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, condemned the rally in New York City that cheered Hamas terrorism in Israel and was promoted by the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, a group with which she and other members of the squad are affiliated. Ocasio-Cortez, who the DSA has called its foremost socialist superstar, denounced the rally as unacceptable and harmful in a Politico article published Tuesday. Politico noted her comments came on Monday night. Watch, NBC's Sanchez, Israeli official confirms women were raped during Hamas attack. It should not be hard to shut down hatred and anti-Semitism where we see it. That is a core tenet of solidarity, she said, adding. The bigotry and callousness expressed in Times Square on Sunday were unacceptable and harmful in this devastating moment. It also did not speak for the thousands of New Yorkers who are capable of rejecting both Hamas' horrifying attacks against innocent civilians as well as the grave injustices and violence Palestinians face under occupation. Breitbart News reported on Ocasio-Cortez and fellow DSA-backed squad members' silence on Monday evening. Ocasio-Cortez did not respond to Breitbart News's comment request asking if she condemned the rally, nor did staff or reps Jamal Bowman, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, or Rashida Tlaib, DME. All except Tlaib condemned Hamas's attacks in comments over the weekend. The path to that future must include lifting the blockade, ending the occupation, and dismantling the apartheid system that creates the suffocating, dehumanizing conditions that can lead to resistance, Tlaib said in part before attacking U.S. aid to Israel. As long as our country provides billions in unconditional funding to support the apartheid government, this heartbreaking cycle of violence will continue, Tlaib said. At least 1,200 Israelis were killed, for the AFP citing the nation's army, and another 2,700 have been wounded. Moreover, 150 Israelis were kidnapped. Watch, Israeli victim's mother says Hamas will come for Americans next. According to Politico, the DSA's New York City arm contended it did not organize the rally but merely promoted it. In a statement, NYC DSA steering committee member Nadia Tykulsker said the group promoted the event at the request of a coalition partner because we believe in equality and justice for all Palestinians and Israelis, and we know that war will take more lives. According to a screen capture from Representative Richie Torres, DNY, the DSA's New York chapter posted the time and date of the rally on X on Saturday night, hours after the attacks. However, the post appears to have been deleted from its page. Tomorrow, October 8, at 1 p.m. Times Square, it read, "In solidarity with the Palestinian people and their right to resist 75 years of occupation and apartheid. Free Palestine." Torres ripped the NYC DSA as an anti-Semitic stain on the soul of America's largest city. The DSA's National X account on Saturday night shared that it is steadfast in expressing our solidarity with Palestine. Today's events are a direct result of Israel's apartheid regime, a regime that receives billions in funding from the United States, it added. In a subsequent tweet, it condemned the killing of all civilians. On Wednesday, Representative Shri Tanadar, DME, renounced his DSA membership. After the brutal terrorist attacks on Israel, which included the indiscriminate murder, rape, and kidnapping of innocent men, women, and children, I can no longer associate with an organization unwilling to call out terrorism in all its forms, a statement from Tanadar reads. He added the New York City rally on Sunday makes it impossible for me to continue my affiliation and declared, I stand with Israel.